Hello, world. This is Wichita.
Wide expanse, yellow sand, wild he's flying high. Yet, though I wandered, I love thee more.
Once again, we find a thrilling and unusual story in the files of the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. Since 1872, the Eagle has been writing the story of Wichita. And now, through the magic of radio, these historical pages of news come to life. Listen to the story of This Is Wichita. The Wichita Eagle presents the story of a famous Wichitan, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, the hero of a million Wild West stories. Buffalo Bill, the idol of American youth. Do you remember way back when you used to read the dime novel version of this amazing man?
And so the Indians charged down the hill. 1,000 vicious, bloodthirsty redskins in war paint and feathers. The little band of settlers were outnumbered 100-1. All seemed lost. But just then, Buffalo Bill came to the rescue, firing both guns. Bang, bang, and 14 redskins bit the dust.
Yes, bang, bang, and 14 redskins bit the dust. And so ran the dime novel stories of Buffalo Bill. But tonight, we offer you the real picture of Buffalo Bill, a quiet, unassuming plainsman and a modest hero who spent the latter years of his life helping to build Wichita into the great city it is today. Before we lift the curtain on this true story, let's listen to the First Federal Quartet singing Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
He always sings ragtime music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellas come, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He always sings a ragging music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy, Ragtime Cowboy, Ragtime Cowboy, Joe.
And now here is a message of welcome to all the new residents of Wichita. And we wish to call your attention to the splendid service offered by the Wichita Eagle. If you are looking for a room, apartment, or house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle, where you will find a large list of rentals advertised every day. And then if you don't find what you want advertised in the Eagle, come to the office at Market and William Streets and ask for the classified rental information department. The Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board advertising in the Eagle, will assist you in solving your rental problem. If you want to buy, rent, sell, or exchange, use Kansas' largest classified medium, the Wichita Eagle. The Eagle Concert Orchestra brings you memories of the greatest show on earth, Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Marsh.
Thank you.
with the blood-tingling music of the famous Barnum and Bailey March still ringing in our ears, we turn our thoughts to Buffalo Billy Mathewson, whose farm was destined to become Wichita's showgrounds. Located on East Central, these vacant lots in the heart of our city now accommodate most of the great tent shows that visit Wichita.
Say, wait a minute. Aren't you mistaken? Buffalo Bill's name was Cody. Buffalo Bill Cody. He had the greatest Wild West show in the world.
No, I'm sorry to disagree with you, but the real Buffalo Bill lived right here in Wichita, and his name was William Mathewson. And that's where we'll start our story. Wichita. On a warm September afternoon in 1898, quite a few of the town's citizens are enjoying the sunshine in front of the old Rock Island Depot on East Douglas Avenue. A bill poster is putting up a gaudy sheet of circus advertising on a nearby billboard.
Looks like a show's coming into town.
Sure does. Wonder what show it is.
Let's find out. Hey, stranger, what show you representing?
What show? Why, my friends, the greatest show that ever played before the breathless multitude, held in gaping awe by all the seven wonders of the world, played before their astounded eyes. A colossal, stupendous, magnificent attraction that has thrilled the elite of society from one end of this nation to the other.
Go away, boy, you bother me. Go away now. Don't get on that pace bucket there. What's
Gosh,
the matter with you,
huh? Sure is a lot of pace.
As I was about to say, these brilliant sheets of impressive grandeur depicting in a small way some of the wonders of this sterling attraction can only give you a small idea of what... Go away, boy, you bother me.
Come away from there, bud. Give the man a chance to put up his poster.
Thank you. pleasant little fellow. Trifle curious, but nonetheless pleasant. Your son?
No, that's my kid brother. I ain't married.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, my friend, you'll want to take this fine young lad to this wonderful show, the greatest, the most sensational attraction ever to appear in a city of this size.
Now, mister, you sure do a lot of fancy talking, but you still ain't told us the name of this show.
So I haven't. But patience, my man, patience. And I will not only reveal the name of this gigantic cavalcade of grandeur, but I will attempt to outline the more thrilling highlights of this regal pageant.
Never mind that. What's the name of the show?
Such interest warms the very cockles of my heart. My man, watch. And in a few quick sweeps of my daubing brush, I shall unfurl on the flat side of this building a masterpiece. And now, behold, the name of the greatest attraction in the world.
Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show.
Buffalo Bill?
That's right. Buffalo Bill is coming to Wichita, bringing you the glories of the Golden West.
Be a sucking mule.
Well, what won't these show folks think of next?
Gentlemen, now just a moment. Gentlemen, you astound me with your incredulous laughter. Can it be that you doubt the authenticity of this time-approved attraction?
Gosh, mister, you sure are way off in your calculations. Don't you know what town you're in? Why, this is Wichita.
Yeah, and we got the real Buffalo Bill right here.
my little man, I fear you have been misled.
No, he ain't, mister. Buffalo Bill Mathewson lives right in this town.
That's right, stranger. He's the real Buffalo Bill. Came here a long time ago. Why, it was him that saved a whole pack of folks from starving up in Rice County. He went out and shot buffalo to give them food.
Why, there ain't no man can claim his title. Buffalo Bill Mathewson can outshoot, outride, outfight anything that walks on two legs.
Sure he can. Who's this guy Cody? We'll show you the real Buffalo Bill. Well, here he's coming this way. Hey, Uncle Billy! Uncle Billy!
What's on your mind?
Look what this guy's putting up. Some fella says he's Buffalo Bill.
Well, he sure does now, don't he?
Seems kind of nervy to me, Billy. Who is this fella, Cody?
Oh, he's all right, I reckon.
Oh, but he ain't Buffalo Bill. You're Buffalo Bill, ain't you?
Well, that's what they call me up in Rice County.
Then why does this fella, Cody, take your title?
Well, I reckon you'd have to ask him. I knew Bill Cody once. He was a fine young man when I knew him. According to that bill poster picture, he's a mighty handsome one now.
Say, what is this? Are you trying to pass yourself off as Buffalo Bill? I'll have you know the Buffalo Bill Cody has been accepted everywhere in the United States, sir. You know, we could sue you for slander.
I'd like to see you try it.
Shall we run him out of town, Uncle Billy?
No, Bud, that ain't necessary. I imagine Bill Cody's got a mighty fine show.
Oh, indeed he has, indeed he has. Why, his Wild West show is the very breath of the Old West, a panoramic pageant of horsemanship, whooping, riding. Ah, yes, indeed. And now, which one of you gentlemen can direct me to the showgrounds?
The showgrounds? Well, I reckon I could.
Indeed?
Yeah, I own the showground lot. They're on my farm. What was my farm? You know, this town's grown so fast that I'm practically a farmer living in the city. Just follow me. It's only a little walking path east of here.
I'll be down my own way there.
Well, I'll be. Buffalo Bill's going to let that show on his ground.
No, ain't that just like him? And he ain't even saying nothing about this fella using his name.
Well, I guess Billy just ain't no show. Why, it's near like pulling teeth to get him to even tell you anything about what he's done for folks in this territory.
Gosh, do we have to let that fella get away with it? Listen, Jeffrey, can't we go to the showgrounds and tell him who the real Buffalo Bill is?
Oh, we'll go, Bud, but we aren't going to make no trouble. But don't rile up Uncle Billy. Why, I guess he don't expect us to get riled up about it either.
And so the famous Buffalo Bill Wild West show pulled into Wichita and set up its tents on Uncle Billy Matthewson's pasture. Bill Cody's Wild West show was the greatest of its kind, boasting a large cast of skillful riders, acrobats, clowns, and circus performers. Cowboys, Indians, teams of the Old West. This was a big day in Wichita, and the roustabouts had quite an audience to witness their act of putting up the big talk.
Gosh, sure is a big tent, ain't it, Jeffrey?
It sure is, Bud. Look at them pretty horses there, too.
Come on, let's get closer. We want to see everything, Jeff.
Well, I don't reckon those show folks will like us snooping around too much.
Oh, don't be afraid of them. I ain't. Come on, let's see what's in this tent. Maybe it's that guy who calls himself Buffalo Bill.
I don't know
whether
you're better or not, but maybe it might be something.
Here, get out of here. Who dare you?
I'm sorry, lady. I didn't know there was anyone in here.
Can't you tell? It was a dressing tent. A fine thing. I might have been changing my clothes.
Gee, I sure apologize. Honest, your little brother here, he wanted to... Well, you see...
Oh, that's all right. You seem more upset than I am.
Well, I ain't exactly in the habit of walking in ladies' dressing tents,
I'm
ma'am.
Sure you're not. Did you want to see someone at the show?
Yeah. We want to see that guy what calls himself Buffalo Bill.
Oh, you mean Mr. Cody? Well, his office is on the other side of the big tent, but he's awfully busy, and I don't... Well, what are you staring at?
Who, me?
No, I mean your brother. You think I'm sort of a freak. I'm not really, you know.
Forgive me, ma'am, but I...
Yes?
Well, you see, what I mean is... Well, ma'am, I'd just as well break down and say it. You're the prettiest doggone creature I ever saw in my life.
Well, I guess it's my time to blush.
Well, are you with the show? Of course you are. Sure guess you must think I'm silly.
No, but I wish you'd feel more at ease. We might be friends.
Sure enough?
Sure enough. My name's Nan Lazelle. Nan, the Queen of the Marksmen. The Wild West golden-haired daughter. Born in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, I saw your name on the billboard. Are you that pretty girl rider that can rope a steer?
I guess you got me, partner. I'll confess.
Gosh, Bud, what do you think of that? And we know her, too.
Gee, that's swell. Maybe she can get us in the show free.
Oh, Bud, don't ask questions like that. Pay no attention to him, is it?
Nan. Oh, gee, Jeff, why can't she get us in the show?
Oh, Bud.
And why can't we see this guy what calls himself Buffalo Bill? I want to tell him what I think of him.
Oh, I take it you don't like Mr. Cody.
No, I don't. He ain't the real Buffalo Bill.
Well, he sure got a lot of folks fooled then, sonny. Well, why did you say that?
Because the real Buffalo Bill, right here in this town, he owns this pasture. And he's the bravest, swellest guy where ever was.
Well, say, I'll bet Mr. Cody'd like to know about that. Come on over and I'll show you his head.
Sure not.
Sure.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that. Bud, you shouldn't be talking.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm sure Mr. Cody would want to know about this. You come on.
Come on, Jeff. God, this is going to be swell.
Now, you can just wait right in here, and I'll go in and see if Mr. Cody can see you. Just a moment.
Jane, ain't she swell, Jeff? Hey, Jeff, ain't she?
Huh?
I said, ain't she swell?
Oh, she's wonderful. Oh, hair like yeller straw and eyes blue like.
Oh, hey, are you getting smitten on her, Jeff? Bet you are.
Oh, now.
Jeff's got a gal. Jeff's got a gal.
Shut up, bud,
Jeff's
before I slap your ears down.
Jeff's
now.
Jeff's got a gal. Jeff.
Quiet, here she comes.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Cody. And I'm so glad to have met you, Mr. Matthewson.
Matthewson?
Yes, Buffalo Bill is talking to Buffalo Bill.
You mean Uncle Billy Matthewson's in there?
Yes, he is, and they know each other. They're having the grandest time talking over the old days.
Well, gee whiz. Gosh. I guess if Uncle Billy likes him, he must be all right.
He is all right. And wait till you see the show.
Are you going to get us in free?
What?
Well, I'm just asking. Ain't no harm in that, is there?
Of course not, Bud.
Well.
But it's going to cost you.
Cost us?
Yes, you're going to have to show me your city.
Oh, say, we'll do that. I got a buggy over here, and I'll sure be glad to show you. It's right over
Hey, watch over the tent stake.
Well, I guess I didn't see it. Well, say, come right on over this way, and I'll show you. Here's my rig right here. It's not much, but it'll get us around again.
Oh, I like it. That's a nice-looking horse, too.
Well, Tessie ain't as slicked up as some of them show horses you folks got, but I guess she's all right. Anyway, we like her. Hey, Bud.
Huh?
How'd you like to stay here on the showgrounds, huh? Say, I could give you a nickel maybe to buy some lemonade. How'd you like that, huh?
Uh-uh. I like a dime better.
Oh, all right. Here's a dime. Hey, you stay here while I show Miss...
Just call me Nan, Jeff.
Thanks. You stay here, will you, Bud? I'll see you when the show starts.
Yes, wait in the dressing tent, Bud.
Here now. Can I help you into the
it's
buggy?
Fine.
There now. Be careful. Oh. That's it. There you go.
May I drive?
Oh, sure, if you want to. Tessie's kind of frisky sometime, but... Well, I guess you wouldn't be afraid.
No, I hardly think so. Come on, giddy up, Tessie.
Come on,
old girl.
That's it.
Which way's town?
Oh, right straight ahead to Douglas Avenue.
Douglas Avenue? Is that the big street in this town?
Well, almost. We got several important streets.
You have?
Yeah, there's Main Street and Market Street and Topeka. Of course, I guess you've seen a lot bigger towns than this in your travels.
Oh, yes, but just because a town's big's no sign it's good. I hate New York.
You do?
Yes, and I don't care for London either.
London? You mean you've been there?
Oh, yes. One goes almost everywhere in this business.
Gee, that sure must be great. Traveling all over the world and seeing all the sights and meeting people. And...
Only to say goodbye to them? No, it's not so great, Jeffrey.
Hey, turn here. Hey, we're at Douglas Avenue now. Go up that way.
Oh,
that...
all right.
Here we go. Do you think maybe sometime you'd like not to be in show business?
Uh-huh, lots of times. All the applause is fun and the excitement, but it gets old. And
Hiya, Tom.
Hi, Jeff.
I got used to it, and it was great, but not anymore.
Hi, Jeff. This is a pretty gal.
None of your business.
Sometimes you get so you don't even notice the towns you're in. People get to look alike. And
howdy, Lem. How are you?
See, that's what I mean. You know all those people, and they know you. They're your friends. Oh, it must be great to live long enough in one place to know the people on the street.
Gosh, I never thought much about it.
Of course not. That's because you've had this all your life. Oh, what building's that, the depot?
That's the Rock Island there. Oh, when we get over to Topeka, I'll show you the Grand Opera House. It's called the Crawford Grand Opera Theater.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
And maybe you'd like to... Would you like to meet my mother, maybe, and have dinner at our house?
I'd love it. But tell me lots about your town and about the people. What about your Buffalo Bill? What's his name, Matheson?
Oh, he's a fine old gentleman.
I could tell that.
I guess he's really done a lot in his day. You know, they say there wasn't a better man for killing buffalo anywhere.
Really?
You know, it just ain't everybody that can shoot a buffalo.
Yes,
now,
I know.
You have to have the knack of it. And furthermore, Billy Matheson knows about as much about Indians as anyone, I guess. He staved off many an uprising just because he knew how to deal with them.
Oh.
But he never could get up and do no show stuff. That just wasn't his kind to do.
Oh, I imagine. Oh, say it. It must be time for the parade. We'd better pull over. Come on, Terry. Come on here.
That's it.
Come on.
Don't you have to be in the parade?
Not today. I got out of it. I wanted to talk to you.
Well, gee, that's sure flattering. That's mighty nice. Say, listen. Hey, ain't that the band of playing?
Yes, they're coming this way.
Well, you know.
Hey, Graham, come on. Here comes the big parade.
Oh, Jeff, look. Mr. Matheson's riding with Mr. Cody.
Gosh, he sure is.
Hey, look. They got two buffalo.
Look, it's Uncle Billy Matheson.
And sure enough, that day there were two Buffalo Bills riding in the parade. Buffalo Bill Cody, the showman, and Buffalo Bill Matheson, Wichita's beloved citizen. Douglas Avenue was indeed a busy thoroughfare on this day, and the crowds that flocked to the big tent on Matheson's pasture received their money's worth in entertainment. Cowboys riding at breakneck speed. Clowns, acrobats, more cowboys and Indians. Thrilling pictures of the Old West. The stagecoach coming round the bend. The Indians attacking the stagecoach. Soldiers and cowboys to the rescue. And then there was that greatest sight of all. The triumphant entry of Buffalo Bill Cody. Buffalo Bill Cody, long white hair and goatee, mounted with majestic dignity on a beautiful prancing horse. The great showman Buffalo Cody riding at the head of his great parade of cowboys and Indians. Most folks agree that Buffalo Billy Matheson never attended the regular performance of any of Cody's shows. And perhaps this glamorous and colorful picture of the Old West that Billy Matheson knew so well would not seem quite natural in its theatrical setting. But to Wichita, and this was the acme of entertainment. A great day was had by all. But the show must move on. Other towns, other cities, new faces. Tent City, the showman's home, must forever rise in the morning and fall at night. Hurry, hurry. There's a train to catch in Newtown tomorrow. Hurry, quick now, hurry. A train to catch in Newtown tomorrow. Quick now, hurry,
boys. Hurry up! Hurry up!
Well, Nanny, it sure has been great to know you.
It's been wonderful, Jeffrey.
Mom sure thought you were nice, too.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked her.
I'm glad.
Some folks think the performers are just well, nobody.
No, I sure don't. Oh, I wish...
Yes, Jeff?
Well, it seems like... Well, I wish your show was staying longer.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, where's your next stop?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere. I just get on the train and ride.
Must get awful tiresome, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Of course, I guess show folks like that, always traveling, always on
the
move.
Excuse me, man. You better get on the train. We're pulling out right away.
All right, thank you. I guess I'd better then.
Gee, are they all loaded up so soon?
Yes, they seem to be.
Gee, Nan, I...
What, Jeffrey?
Well, I've only known you a little while, but...
What, Jeffrey? I can't hear you very well above all this noise.
Well, this is what I want to... I hope you won't think I'm too hasty, but...
But what, Jeffrey? I've got to get aboard. She's moving.
Nan, what I want to say...
Yes, Jeffrey, say louder, faster.
Oh, hang it all. I love you, Nan. Will you marry me?
What did you say?
I love you, Nan. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
I heard you the first time. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, Nan, you mean it?
Yes.
Did I really come out and say it?
Yes, and you can't back out now, because there goes my train.
Oh, I don't want to back out, Nan, but I can't believe it.
You can't?
No, it's too good to be true. I've been wanting to ask you all day.
And I've been trying my darndest to get you to.
But I couldn't believe that you'd give up your show life for this.
Well, didn't I try to tell you that all day? Oh, Jeffrey, this is what I've always wanted. This town feels just like home. I love it. This town and the people in it. It's all so real. Just like your Buffalo Bill. It's the real thing.
And so many performers have chosen Wichita for their home. And a great percentage of former show folk live here today. On top of Lookout Mountain in Colorado, thousands of people go to visit the grave of Buffalo Bill Cody, still the great showman that he was as a mortal on earth. And in Wichita, the grave of Uncle Billy Matthewson may be seen in Highland Cemetery. You will know the grave by this inscription on its modest stone. William Matthewson, the original Buffalo Bill, last of the old scouts. This program was produced in the York Wright Temple Studios at KFH for the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. First in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. This is Hal Norman speaking for the Wichita Eagle and saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.